I think the best teams and the top teams do get goals and get goals regularly. And if you do get them in games, especially championship games, that can often be a difference, a goal or even just a momentum changer in a game. So we have been working on plenty of things, probably goal taking and just our forward play in general has been one thing we've been trying to address over the last few weeks now. Time away is precious. We're not a professional outfit by any stretch and everybody has jobs. So during the week, like most teams, you'll have your pit sessions, your gym session, but to have that just extra bit of time where you can, you know, come together and think as a team and talk and sort things out and even just have the crack together for a weekend is very important, because we don't get that much chance of it in the way football is, and it was just a good weekend to have.
Wounded animals always a dangerous thing, and Derry are wounded in a couple of ways, you know, from last year's heavy beating by Tyrone and from their relegation in the league as well, so they'll be dangerous up in Celtic Park.
Derry are always dangerous. Derry have as good a footballers as anybody. You just had a look at what Sloughneil did last year. Probably were very unlucky not to win an Ireland club, and with the likes of James Keel, Mark Lynch, them boys, they're good footballers, and a first round of the championship in Celtic Park, it's a one off game. You win or lose it, and like, we'll just be very focused, get in there, that we need to get the performance right, and hopefully after that we can take the result. But look, we'll not look past Derry, because as I showed in 2006, an Ireland winning team got tanked by Kerry back then, so you just can't take anything for granted.
And the direct route's still the best way to go, do you think? Because Mayo went the scenic route last year and Tyrone went the direct route.
The front door's the way to go. Winning games, and especially for us trying to win a provincial title again, especially up in Ulster where it's probably hardest won, is only a good thing. This will be the last year of your state knockout quarter final, so that'll all change. But look, we'll just look forward to Ulster and we'll see what comes after that. And 2018 will bring its own story.